Shortly before dawn, Cornflower turned restlessly on her pallet in the dormitory. She had decided not to sleep in the gatehouse cottage until her family was reunited. Soft voices rang through her head as grey figures stole across her dreams.
Matthias, is that you? Are you back?
She called out in her sleep.
No, wait. You're not Matthias. It's Matty Mayo. Oh, my little Matty, how you've grown. Is it really you? Come closer and let me look at you.
The figure loomed closer out of the mists of slumber. It was a warrior mouse. Neither Matthias or Matameo, but so like them both. The mouse smiled at Cornflower and pointed in the direction of the south wall.
Martin becomes Matthias, becomes Matameo, and so it goes. Go now.
The dream faded as some creature tugged at Cornflower's paw. She opened her eyes and sat up as baby Rollo climbed on the pallet.
Want a water drink? Rollo thirsty,
he pleaded. Cornflower hurriedly threw on a habit over her nightgown.
Come on, little one. We'll take water and bread up on the wall. Let's have a picnic breakfast. The sun will soon be up.
Rollo skipped beside her happily.
Water and bread's picnic on wall.
The sun rose over Mossflower like a ball of red fire, lighting the treetops and dispelling the long grey and purple rolls of cloud. The sky was soft pink, tinged blue. Birds heralded the day as a light mist rose from the forest. Cornflower looked out eagerly over the still woodlands. Not a leaf moved or a blade of grass stirred. There was nothing out there. She set Rollo's breakfast out upon the stones, then clenching her paws in determination, she waited. Still nothing. The morning brightened as Redwall Abbey came alive with the sounds of creatures going about their daily chores and pursuits. John Church Mouse sat next to his wife at the breakfast table. He looked up from the maps of Mossflower he was studying.
No baby Rollo this morning, dear.
Mrs. Church Mouse passed the cheese to Ambrose.
No, that's strange. Cornflower's missing too. I wonder where they have got to.
John finished his October ale at a single draught.
Top of the south wall, of course, where they go with you every day. Come on, I'll take you up there and we'll stand with them for a while.
When they arrived at the south ramparts, Rollo was hurling apple cores over the wall at imaginary rooks.
Morning, Cornflower. Glad to see you've got a warrior to protect you in case of invasion,
John remarked.
Oh, good morning to you both. Sorry I didn't give you a call, but we decided to come up here early and bring breakfast with us.
John chuckled.
Good job it wasn't porridge, the way that young scamp is chucking stuff about. Here, Rollo, why don't you try throwing a pebble with your little sling? It'll go further.
Rollo tried, but the pebble kept hitting the top of the wall and bouncing back. Half preoccupied with watching the antics of the little one, Cornflower turned away from her vigil. Constance joined them. And as the mice played with the baby bank vole, she looked out across the south reaches, casually at first. Then Constance froze, as if she had been turned to stone. She remained rigid, staring southwards and slightly west. Cornflower looked up as she received Rollo's stone.
Constance, what is it?
Dust!
Dust? Where from?
Seems to be from beyond that bend in the path, behind the trees. I can't tell yet. Wait a moment. Yes, it's dust all right, and it's coming this way.
The three mice scrambled to the top of a battlement. Cornflower jumped up and down, and Constance had to catch her apron strings to keep her from falling.
It's dust! Some beast is coming up the path! I know it!
Cornflower shouted. John Church Mouse quickly donned his glasses.
There must be a great many to send up a dust cloud like that so early on an autumn morning. They'll be round the bend soon. Listen, can you hear voices?
Constance leaned forward, straining her ears. Faintly, she could catch the strains of voices chanting the familiar warriors' cries of Redwall and Mossflower. Round the bend of the path they came, the paws of the horde raising a cloud of brown dust. Cornflower could see the leaders as they began to march in double time at the sight of Redwall Abbey.
It's Matthias and Matty Mayo! They've returned!
She shouted. John Church Mouse and his wife yelled aloud.
Look, there's our Tess and Tim! Hooray!
Constance leaned out across the battlements.
There's Basil and Jess and Sam. See, they've got young Cynthia with them.
I can see two badgers.
There's an owl. Look, an owl.
Hedgehogs, shrews, woodlanders, by the fur and claw. There's a great army of woodlanders coming this way.
Turn out the abbey. Tell the Father Abbot. Sound the bells.
Matthias marched shoulder to shoulder with his friends, while the horde packed in behind them gazed up in awe at the red sandstone abbey, which reared above the trees ahead. Matameo began laughing. Tim, Tess and Cynthia pounded him on the back as they shouted and cheered wildly.
Good old Red Wall! Tell Ambrose to get the barrels open!
Who's that on the walls? It's your mum! Look, there's ours too! Mum! Mum! Do you think they can hear us?
The Methuselah and Matthias bells began pealing and clanging out across the clear morning air. Bong, clang, boom, bong, clang, boom. Basil halted the army.
Right, markers, get fell in. Come on, you sloppy lot. We're coming home like a proper army, not a ragamuffin crowd. Ranks of six, chins in chests, out shoulders back. Step lively there, you at the back, catch up. Come on, laddie buck. You're not on a daisy chain ramble now, you know. Quick march!
Never gives up, does he?
Jess muttered to Sam from the side of her mouth.
You watch. He'll be the first to break ranks and charge if any beast throws a pie over that wall.